And here's the biggie. When do I run a correlation? When do I run a within group ANOVA? Because I've got the same two quantitative variables. If I think of them as two quantitative variables, I go on to ask, am I interested in their mean difference, or am I interested in whether one is related to the other and can be predicted? PowerPoint appreciation moment. Mean of variable X, mean of variable Y. Okay? That's as boring as it gets. The mean of, let's call it pre, and the mean of post are the same, and there's no relationship between them. Right? Oh, I do that better. Mean difference, no correlation. We good? Mean difference and correlation. Correlation, no mean difference. All right? Now I'm not going to go through and draw all of them with negative correlations too. This is hard enough for me. But they are separate questions. Mean differences and correlations for the same two variables needn't be the same story. You needn't predict one from the other. They are separate questions. Start thinking about it that way. Your first job is to figure out, what am I supposed to do? The next job is to figure out, should I suggest the other one? Now remember, you can probably reasonably correlate any two quantitative things. But you can't always reasonably compare the mean on any two quantitative things. Right? So let's say that we have third grade height and weight. And we have fourth grade height. I can reasonably ask if these two are correlated, and I can reasonably ask if there's a mean difference, right? I can reasonably ask if third grade weight predicts fourth grade height, but it doesn't make sense to compare their means because they're not on the same scale. Remember when they used to make you put units in chemistry and physics? This was why. They knew you were going to come take a graduate stats class, and they were getting you ready for this. That's why we like our chemistry problems. Patients entering therapy for depression were asked to complete the Beck Depression Inventory during the first therapy session, which we'll cleverly call the pretest, and again during the last session, the post-test. The therapist had two questions. Is the mean pretest score lower than the mean post-test score? I'm comparing means. I just turned this into a within groups design. Pre and post are not just two measures. They are before and after. They are conditions of an IV-like thing. Not just two times I ran out and grabbed a deep quantitative variable. Does a person's pretest score predict their post-test score? Now, pretest and post-test are just when I went and got them. And so we have two questions from the same two variables that get analyzed using different models. Yes? It could be any of them. Right? Because there might be the treatment might work or not. If the treatment doesn't work, then we're going to get one of these, where pretest and post-test means are the same. It could be that the people who are more depressed initially are more depressed later. Or it could be that that treatment actually breaks up the relationship between how depressed you were and how depressed you are. And we find not only no mean difference, but no correlation. Will Spaulding, for years, ran designs in which he used a treatment that he knew didn't have a mean difference effect, but which tended to increase the variability in the dependent variable score. The idea being, even though it doesn't push around the mean of that score, it does increase the variability of it, increasing our chances of finding things that were related to it. So the treatment was a procedural constant designed to increase variability so we could model that variability. How are we doing? So he was actually looking for something like this. And this is also the classic, a third get better, a third stay the same, a third get worse. There's no relationship between where you were and where you end up. That a third, and a third at the bottom end, a third, in the middle, a third, at the top. No relationship. So how you set this up depends upon what you're trying to do with it. We tend to think about picking statistics as responsive or reactionary. Somebody else picked the variables. Somebody else picked the design. Somebody else picked the hypothesis. And within that framework, we pick the statistic. But once we have identified that, you got to start asking yourself, what else can we be doing? Does that help? Okay, yes, but it seemed so simple before I started. and that's my job.
I guess basically what I think I need to hear is that whether it's one of those four graphs, the idea is that we can, with the same two variables, test different hypotheses.
Yes. Hypotheses about relationship and hypotheses about mean difference. Yep. And not just can, but should. Don't waste data. Because if you tell me there's a mean difference, there's a difference between a mean difference where the variables aren't related and a mean difference where they are. Especially when this isn't pre-post. If this is how many therapy sessions, if this variable is how many therapy sessions, and this is outcome, this is way more attractive than that. Awesome. So in a study of recall memory in young adults, participants were given a list of 40 common words to study for 5 minutes. They're then given a blank piece of paper and instructed to write down all the words they could recall from the list. Data were collected for two kinds of recall errors, two different operationalizations, two different ways of going to the list and generating a variable. Exclusions, words on the list that weren't written down, stuff they didn't think of, stuff they forgot, exclusions. And intrusions, words that weren't on the list that were written down. So there's stuff they forgot and stuff they made up. Politely called exclusions and intrusions. The researcher has two research hypotheses. There will be more exclusions than intrusions. Look at the use of the word more. Inclusions and extrusions are both quantitative variables. Each person has a score. One condition will produce larger scores on average than the other. When we talk about more of one than the other, we're talking about a mean difference. So we're talking about a within group synova. and we're talking about hypotheses about how many, more or fewer. The other research hypothesis is those patients who have more intrusions will also be those who have more exclusions. Now we're not asking if the number of intrusions and the number of exclusions is different from each other on average. We're asking if we can predict one from the other because the two are linearly associated. So now we're talking about a linear relationship, a correlation, and a hypothesis about linear relationships or not. One more. Two questions about the relationship between exam one and exam two. Students who do poorly on exam one will also do poorly on exam two. Notice, we're making a hypothesis about individual participants. That's another way that you know it's a correlation. If I know your score on one thing, I can predict your score on another. That's not a mean comparison question. That's a predictive question, an association question. And so this is going to be about correlation and linear relationship hypotheses. Psych 350 students will do better on exam 2 than on exam 1. This is a mean difference question and a within group ANOVA and hypotheses about means. So I really want you able to exhaust a data set that you're given. And I also want you to be able to make suggestions about the other variables we should go get or make. Because every quantitative variable is an opportunity to play the ordered category game and see if the answer changes depending upon where you put your cutoff.